Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Saratoga Performing Arts Center's popular Sounds of the Season holiday series returns next month from December 12th through the 14th, featuring the acclaimed Irish ensemble Danu, rising jazz sensation Stella Cole, and Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center performing Bach's complete Brandenburg concertos. Sounds of the Season brings together extraordinary artists and the Saratoga community in celebration. This year, they're extending that celebration into Zankel Music Center at Skidmore, while SPAC's Spot Little Theater undergoes renovation. To tell us more about it all, we welcome the president of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, Christopher Shiley, to the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here, friend. I appreciate you being here, and exciting stuff coming up on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a couple ways we can start this, but let's just start with this idea of a holiday series, which allows SPAC through, in this case, yes, at the Zankel, but it will ultimately, programs will be at the Spot Little Theater, for this to be a year-round venue in one way, shape, or form.
Absolutely, yeah. This is part of our ongoing effort, which really has been going on for about the last nine, almost 10 years now, where we've been trying to really solidify ourselves as a year-round presenter in the community. We actually started holiday programming pre-pandemic. We didn't formalize it as a Sounds of the Season series at that time, but we started doing some holiday programming back in, I think, 2018 was our first year. And we've just been kind of building. And now we've been in this steady rhythm of year-round presenting, but have kind of maintained this Sounds of the Season series, which is kind of where it all started for us in the year-round. So,
and I have been told when it comes to booking booking gigs that this is a fertile time to get people in seats is holiday programming.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's looking for something to do with the holidays.
Right.
It's a fun time to kind of get in front of your audience and get reconnected with folks. It's a very festive time. People are happy. They're excited to be there. And we certainly love having that opportunity and try to book shows that kind of speak to everyone and kind of cover a wide variety of genres, which I think we've certainly done with this year's lineup.
I was watching a video last night that was from Danu, and I was just blown away. I had heard of them. I had not heard them, but I've heard of them, of this Irish ensemble. This particular broadcast actually took place in Ireland. My goodness, what an infectious, amazing group of musicians!
Yeah, they're phenomenal. We actually first brought them in 2022 as part of Sounds of the Season, so this is their return to the series. It was a huge hit. They are, you know, there is always a sense of joy, I think, through this sort of traditional Irish Celtic music. But they are the best of the best when it comes to this genre. And it is such a festive, fun experience. At the same time, it has a sort of simplistic beauty at moments of the show as well. So it covers really a wide range. And the quality of their musicianship is just absolutely phenomenal. And they also like to incorporate some local Irish step dancers, which just kind of adds to the festivities of the evening.
Do we have a lot of local Irish step dancers around in Saratoga?
There are some, yes. We work with them to identify. There are some, believe it or not. So
very, very good. And the repertoire for this particular concert will be both traditional and the music that they certainly is part of their normal set list, but holiday music as well.
Yeah, this is their Emerald Isle Christmas program, so it certainly is rooted in traditional Irish music, but it's kind of with a focus on the holiday season.
Wonderful. So. Danu, that is on December 12th at the Zankel Music Center, which is such a beautiful place.
You know, we're thrilled. We're so grateful to Skidmore. We're going through this moment now where we're very excited to be renovating the Spa Little Theater, and that project is well underway. And we're just really grateful to our partners at Skidmore College for working with us and helping us find sort of a home and an opportunity while ours is getting renovated. So it is a gorgeous concert hall. For those who haven't been there, it has this beautiful glass wall backdrop that kind of perfect. Overlooks the trees. Maybe we'll get lucky. We'll get just the right amount of snow for the view without any of the logistical issues.
Yeah, that's true. So, absolutely. Yeah. It's a gorgeous place. Then on the 13th, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, certainly a staple for you all.
Yes, we've had a long, long partnership with Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They've been our great collaborators for a number of years and had residence in the Spa Little Theater for over a decade. But this is actually the first time that they have ever presented the Brandenburg Concertos in Saratoga Springs. So we're so excited to be presenting. This is one of their signature programs. They do it at Lincoln Center every year. It's a holiday tradition that sells out almost instantly. It is a very, very special program and performance, so much so that our performance actually already sold out, which we're really thrilled about. So we're very excited to be bringing this and certainly excited to continue our partnership with CMS.
So just did you have to say to them, oh, we have this cool idea, why don't you do this here? Or did they say, hey, we've got this, we're ready to go, let's do it, expect?
It's collaboration with them. I think that, they're in a unique position because they've been in this year-round residency in the Spa Little Theater. So when the Spa Little Theater closed, we knew we still wanted to have them come to the market. We didn't want to take a full year off right. of not having them present. It was really important to us to keep them connected to our audience and keep them connected to the community. So we got together and said, well, what does that look like when we don't have a concert hall that we can actually program in? And we thought we'd kind of, at least for the off-season portion, put all our eggs in this one basket of a really, really special big program. I mean, it's large instrumentation, a lot of musicians for these six concertos that they'll perform. And so we just really wanted to do something very special given the circumstances of the year.
It's weird in the performing arts here in the Capital Region because you have just speaking about eggs and baskets, the Egg, Troy Savings Bank, the Spa Little Theater, all these places going under renovation basically at the same time.
Right.
So and then there's going to be just all of the stuff is going to funnel into us to give us opportunities.
Get ready for 2027 for sure. I think those are open a little sooner than us, but get ready for 2027 when we're all fully online and ready to go. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But it's great. But it tells me something that there is a want, a need, a desire, and most importantly, the money to be able to do these renovations, to invest in the future, to have programs like this available to this community.
Absolutely. I think that we've seen over the 3 years that we programmed the Little Theater before the renovations, we really saw the interest and the engagement from the community in the programming we were doing. And I think there is, while we're all kind of in one large market that is the Capital Region, I think each of our venues, the Egg, Troy Savings Bank, SPAC, Proctor's, we're all unique enough in what we do and who we bring that there's a lot of opportunity for us to present and work together. We're very excited about the future at the Spa Little Theater and really just the future of the arts in the region in general.
Let us talk about Stella Cole. I watched a performance by Stella Cole last night as well. My goodness, one very talented individual.
Yeah, unbelievably talented and seemingly of a different era. It is amazing. She has this real platform where she's really honoring the legacy of these classic artists: Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Rosemary Clooney. While at the same time, she has had this viral online following, bringing that timeless sound to current artists as well, doing covers of Billie Eilish and Miley Cyrus and other kind of mainstream pop acts on the scene today. So she's got this sort of timeless sound and timeless quality, but at the same time feels very current, very fresh, and is speaking to this sort of Gen Z younger demographic with this online following she has.
I was watching a couple of the videos and I thought, my God, this is great. And then I found out she was only 26.
I know.
And I was like, man, good for you. That is great.
Yeah, we book these artists sometimes. I think, my goodness, I am not accomplished enough here. 26-year-old, going out and touring the world here. But
it was through the videos, right? It was through the viral videos that struck a chord.
Yeah, like so many, I think, in the pandemic, when everyone was isolated, she took that opportunity to share her gift and share her music with the world through online platforms and sharing these viral videos. Again, some of just classic, you know, covers of songs like Moon River and then takes on Billie Eilish tunes. And so it was kind of this wide range that I think spoke to a lot of people. And I think that's what's special about an artist like her is that you're going to have a wide age range at that performance. And you're going to see a lot of people kind of coming together around this music, which I think is going to be really exciting.
And the as far as the attraction of bringing people in, like up and coming, right? I mean, you're gonna get people. I did not know the name prior to looking
right.
it up. Now I know, and I'm sure I had heard it many times prior. But once you plant the seed, it's pretty incredible.
Right. I think part of our job as a presenter is to present known artists, artists that people are familiar with, that have a solid reputation, that have a long time following, but also to try to find those new up and coming artists that are bringing something different, bringing something unique, and that are kind of ready to sort of break, if you will, and expand their art form in a larger way. And I think that's always a fun part of the job, is to try to balance those two things. And I feel like an artist like Stella is sort of in the latter of that, or an artist like Danu, who's been doing it for over 20 years, is kind of in the former.
Right. So. The Sounds of the Season holiday series comes December 12th through the 14th. 12th through the 14th. And do you envision people going to all three? Do you envision people going to one? I mean, obviously you'd want them to go to all three.
Yeah, I mean, I would come spend a weekend in Saratoga and Skidmore. I think we will have a mix. You know, we usually do see some attendance at all three performances. People that do that, they get a gold star. They get a little, you know.
Oh, good. Yeah. Very nice.
But no, I do think each program offers something really different and unique, and each night will feel like its own unique celebration of the season. And so I hope that people will come and join us for all three. But if not, I'm certainly thrilled to have you for any and all performances.
This is none of my business, but I'm curious. Like right now, when you leave here today, like what facet of 2026 are you working on right now? Or is it 2027?
It's both. It's, the Spalo Theater has been interesting as well to have as an addition. But right now we are trying to finalize the summer 2026 season. I'm sure we'll be reconnecting in a few months to talk all about the summer season, our 60th anniversary at SPAC in 2026, which we're really excited about and got some special projects coming for that.
So exciting.
And then at the same time, as we're going through this renovation, the Spalo Theater, we're really starting to think about the future of that space and what the season and programming is going to look like. So we're kind of running in parallel tracks. Finishing the summer season while at the same time looking ahead to the year-round at the Spalettle Theater. It never stops, that's for sure.
When does the meeting take place, assuming there is one, when does the meeting take place of, okay, how did it go for summer 2025?
We always take some time, I think, in the fall coming out of the season to sit down and reflect on the summer. And really think about what worked, what didn't work, what do we want to tweak, what do we want to refine? Are we kind of meeting our goals as an organization? I think it's important to take those moments to reflect and to think, and we do try to make sure we carve that out. If we have quiet months, it tends to be September as one where we don't do, as an organization, we don't do as many shows. And we try to just take a moment to reflect, kind of ground ourselves before we kind of launch into the next steps.
When you look at this past season, it seems like it was wonderful. I mean, it was the early rain, and then it calmed down, thank God. So you all were happy, I assume, with how things went.
Oh, we were thrilled. Yeah, we had a great summer. The weather really helped. It did rain early, but it didn't actually rain on most of our shows, which we got very lucky about. We made it through all 3 weeks of the orchestra without any rain, and I think this was the first jazz festival in It's probably since I've been working at SPAC that we didn't have any rain to contend with on the weekend, which was amazing.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
I know. There's always something. So that really helped us. But I think also just the quality and the skill of the performances and the quality of the shows and the crowds that came out, there was just a wonderful sort of connection between community and the organization this whole summer that we just really are thrilled with how it all went. And we can't wait to build off of as we look to 2026 and the 60th.
The 60th.
60th.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh
I know.
My God. Yeah. It's SPAC is 1 year older than I am. for whatever it's worth.
We'll have to start planning your 60th.
But you know, save the cake topper. what I find interesting, because I remember, you know, coming up when I was a kid of seeing Speck in its very early days, but it's hard to believe it's just been such a part of the community for so long. And such a vital part of what Saratoga is.
It's such a special and unique place. It means so much to so many. And I think that's something that we take very seriously as an organization, and something that as we look to this summer, we want to celebrate in a meaningful way. We want to acknowledge how much history has come through that place, how much it has meant, not just through the performers and the artists, which are obviously incredible, but just what it's meant to the community and the connection that has existed there for so long, and the community has really helped to shape it and build it, and we acknowledge that, and we want to celebrate that.
The holiday series called Sounds of the Season from the Saratoga Performing Arts Center is taking place at the Zankel Music Center in Skidmore College. It happens December 12th through the 14th. You can find out information about all of the performances by going to their website. Very simple, SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Danu is performing on the 12th, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center performing Bach's complete Brandenburg Concertos on December 13th, and Stella Cole on the 14th. Sounds of the Season, you can find out more information, SPAC.org. Christopher Shiley is president of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It is always a pleasure to see you and to talk to you, and I thank you very much and have a wonderful holiday season.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Be well. Coming up, we'll continue in our next half hour and talk about what's going on at the Triplex. They're calling it Noir-vember. First News.